just finishing up the last point that we were in the middle of before, says, Hashem hefir atzaz goyim heini machshavos amim. So what's the difference between the word hefir and heini? So hefir is that they have the thought and they want to carry it out, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu annuls it. He stops it before they get to continue it. And heini is that he withholds it before they even have the thought. He stops their head from even going in that direction. So then the pshat in the pasuk is Hashem hefir atzaz goyim. The plan of the goyim that they want to carry out, he stops it. But not only that, heini machshavos amim, he would withhold it even before they think and they plan in that evil direction. So he foils their plan, and that's why we're still around today, because they never actually got to complete their plans. But so often that we don't even see it, he withholds heini machshavos amim. He withholds them from even having it. Rabos machshavos bnei ish va'atzaz Hashem hitakum. There's a famous gra on this, where the gra in Mishlei says that man has a lot of different thoughts when he's deciding what it is to do. In the heart of a person, he has a lot of different thoughts. Maybe I'll do this, maybe I'll do that. Which is the one that he does? Va'atzaz Hashem hitakum. It doesn't say v'ratzon Hashem hitakum. The ratzon of Hashem is what's going to happen. Says Atas Hashem, the counsel, the advice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the one that's going to happen. What's advice? What's an Eitzah? An Eitzah is an idea that somebody else gives to you. It's not your own thought that originates in your own head. It's an Eitzah that somebody else gives to you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a thought into our head, like advice. We might think or think that it's one of our own very thoughts, but that actually was the advice that Hashem put in our head. And that's going to be the one that shines the most, that we're going to end up choosing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu very often could just put an idea in our head that then we're automatically going to choose it. And that's the one that's going to end up happening. So we say that man has free will. We don't mean, first of all, that all options are open in front of him. Only the options that Hashem puts in front of him. And not only that, but often HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give him an idea that he knows that if he has it, that's the one that he's going to do. And sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do that. Atzas Hashem la'olam ta'amod machshavos libo l'dor v'dor. The plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately la'olam, in the big scheme of things, in the ultimate picture, that's going to be the thing that happens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan is going to be what happens. But machshavos libo is that which brings about the final plan, which is the actions of man. So sometimes we do the right thing and we'll get tzchayas, sometimes we do the wrong thing and we'll get an onesh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world temporarily, l'dor v'dor, temporarily in that kind of a way, but ultimately all of our good and bad decisions will lead towards his ultimate eitzah, the final plan that's la'olam tamo, that's going to end up happening no matter what at the end of the day. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan is what's for sure going to happen? Ki hu amar v'yehi. Again, all these psukim are in different places. So, but it's being brought here to address why Atas Hashem Olam Ta'amod.